The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." And he said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into a fiery furnace, and there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Those who select these readings and assign them to each day sometimes challenge us. Here we have a text in today's gospel saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds." But what is the parable of the weeds? I mean, we're asking to explain something we haven't heard. Well, we have, but it was on Saturday. And we forgot about Saturday, and then came Sunday, and yesterday Martha and Mary and Lazarus, and now we're connecting with. So if you didn't hear the parable of the sower going out to sow the seeds and then the weeds, then you won't understand today's gospel. However, I've looked at four or five commentaries to look at this. I never get up and give a homily without studying. Sometimes that happens, you know, priests just get up and say whatever they appear. I don't do that. So I looked up about four or five different commentaries on this text from recent scholars like John Meyer and Raymond Brown, Fitzmyer, and older scholars like Jeremias. And they all agree on one thing. The explanation given here of the weeds and the sowing of the seed did not come from Jesus. It's a Matthean thing. It came from somebody belonging to the church of Matthew who said, this is how we are to interpret this sow, the man who sows good seed, and then the enemy comes and sows weeds. This severity of this and the absolute finality of this belongs to an Old Testament eschatology and of course Matthew, being a Jewish gospel, was very attached to the Jewish scriptures, which for us is the Old Testament, where you had this incredible division between those in the kingdom, who were the Jewish people, of course, the chosen people, and then all the rest of the world. So we shouldn't take too seriously the interpretation that's given here, since scholarship will tell us it is very clear it does not come from Jesus himself. However, there are certain things we have to learn from this. One is that good and evil exist, and good and evil exist together in our world, maybe even in our lives. There's good and evil. But good will triumph. Now, not to be too long here, but in the 25th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, you will remember this. He has the final judgment, and those on the right, dextra, and those on the left, sinistra. Sinistra is the left. Remember, those who are to the right are all welcomed into the kingdom. Those on the left are all condemned. Remember, I was sick and you didn't visit me. I was in prison and you didn't help me, and you're gone into darkness. And those on the right, are the sheep. Those on the left, they're the goats. You know, you're a goat, you're in left field, sinistra, sinister, dextra, you're dexterous, you're chosen, you're a sheep. That's the language that appears here in Matthew. However, in a catacomb in Rome, my favorite catacomb, Santa Brigida, there is a very early rendering of a remembrance of Jesus. I'm talking about like 3rd century, like 250, 270, like in there. And it's the image of a shepherd, a young man who is a shepherd, imaging Jesus. There are sheep and there are goats. And he's carrying one on his shoulder. Interestingly, on his right side, the head of the animal is on the right side, dextra. But if you look carefully, Jesus is carrying a goat, not a sheep. And it's meant to image the very early Christianity now, the election of the sinner, the healed sinner, in the infinite love of God and Jesus Christ. I remember when I first came upon that, I was so intense, I went back to see it many times. I even took some pictures of it, and they're all in our chapel over there at the pastoral center. It's the sinner that's chosen and the sinner that is called to reform. And we're all sinners, so we're all chosen and we're all called. It's a long story, but it appears here in this gospel. And when you look at the revelation of our God in Jesus Christ, the one who forgave, who broke bread with sinners, who healed, who blessed those who didn't merit, forgave those who weren't worthy, suffered and died for us, died for us. And then you try to reconcile it with the severity of what appears here. It doesn't fit. So be consoled. We're all consoled because we all walk in the presence of God's infinite love. Those who are saints and those who are sinners, like us. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.